Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This could all go horribly wrong at any minute.
And the rubber chicken says... Wow, I think freedom's just another word for making shit up and calling it real. But what do I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. God, that'll make a hell of a song. Oh, and you can sing it for me later, because we got to get on with Rantcast 53. Lewis Black's Rantcast 53, by the way, entitled Itty Fuck Its. Yes, sirree, we certainly are. And the rubber chicken says... Oh, wow. If Donald Trump is backing the run of Herschel Walker for the Senate, then maybe he'd back my run for office. But what do I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. Well, you can call him on your own dime, okay? Maybe he'll back you. I don't know. Well, we'll find out some other time, because we've got to get on with Rantcast number 55, entitled Al Roker. You is cray cray. Or Al Roker, you're nuts. You are crazy. You are that's unbelievable. I mean, the rubber chicken says. Oh, the Secret Service got rid of all the texts on January 5th and 6th. Wow. I guess that's why they call it the Secret Service. But what would I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. Well, yes, I understand. Were you trying to tell a joke or something? I know it is serious. I get that it's serious. But we do not have time for this today, all right? They'll be working on it, but we've got to work on Lewis Black's Rantcast. Number 90. That's right. We've hit the 9-0. We entitle it, We'll Have Fun, Fun, Fun Till Daddy Takes the T-Bird Away. Yes, sirree, Bob. A throwback. The rubber chicken says, oh, yes, he says, hell, I'm smarter than a lot of human beings, because even I know that climate change is real, and for God's sakes, I'm just a rubber chicken, and hell, they're human beings, they should know better. Yes, they should. Maybe we can get you on television to talk to them and try to explain your position on this. Maybe they'll listen to you, rubber chicken. Well, we'll negotiate your contract some other time, because we have to get on with Rantcast number 50. That's right. This is our 50th Rantcast, rubber chicken. My, how time flies. And this one is entitled Lewis Black's Rantcast number 50. Oh, three billionaires walked onto a launch pad. Yes, sirree, Bob, here we are once again. The shit doesn't change, does it? No, it does not.
And the rubber chicken says... when a congresswoman claims she's being tracked by gazpacho police, I think it's time to remove her from office. But what do I know? I'm just a rubber chicken, and a brilliant one at that. Well put. And I'm glad that I could give you a bit of a raise so that you wouldn't go on strike this week. But I'll get back to you. But I've got to get on with Rantcast 70. And this one is entitled Legitimate Political Discourse. Really? The rubber chicken says... It seems to me that your democracy would work a hell of a lot better if it expressed the will of the people, but what do I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. Well, that was very insightful. I know how angry you are. Yes, we will discuss this some other time. There are many problems with our democracy, and I will go with some other time, okay? It's ridiculous what has happened because of the fact that the will of the people is not expressed, but I've got to get on with Rantcast. Number 84, entitled Memorial Days. And the rubber chicken says, yes, Representative Lauren Boebert said the easiest way to make the Delta variant go away is to turn off CNN and vote Republicans. Hell, I know that's crazy, and I'm a rubber chicken. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, my friend. And it just may be time to start the rubber chicken party. Well, we can't talk about it now because it's time for Lewis Black's Rantcast number 48, entitled The Dogs Get Depressed. Mm-hmm. And the rubber chicken says... And the rubber chicken says... Well, the rubber chicken won't be joining us today. The rubber chicken has passed out from pumping out so many eggs for Easter. Hasn't been awake for a couple of days. The rubber chicken will be back next week. This is Rantcast 79, entitled 420, which is why I don't have a title. Or 420, why I can't remember the title. Or 420, I got so many titles, I don't even know where to start. I got a title for every other title. It's 420. That's what really counts. And the rubber chicken says... Oh, nothing. Yeah, the rubber chicken has nothing to say because the rubber chicken has taken his leave this week, taking a little time off for himself. Maybe visiting the rubber chicken spa or wherever rubber chickens gather, or wherever rubber chickens go to vacate. But he's out of here. And so no cock-a-doodle-doo today. Just me here, this being the Lewis Plex Rantcast 92, taking a break. And the rubber chicken says... Okay. In the midst of a never-ending shitstorm that we are going through now, it seems to me that the federal government should give each and every American an umbrella. But what do I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. Yes, it's a very interesting concept, but look, they're going to have to decide this, and it'll go on a number of courts. The Supreme Court will have to say, is it the federal responsibility or is it a state responsibility? Who's going to buy these umbrellas? Okay, that's enough. I don't even know why I'm talking to you about this, because I've got to get on with Rantcast number 89, entitled, Can a Fetus Be a Passenger? And the fact that that's the title of a Rantcast, it just shows where we are. In terms of the country, okay? And the rubber chicken says... Now you're banning books? Oh, boy, if there was an Olympics for stupidity, you'd give every country a run, wouldn't you? But what would I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. Yes, and I don't agree with banning books either. Next time we'll talk about it, maybe. Well, I'm going to talk about it today. No, we're not having a discussion about this. I've got to get on with Rantcast 68, entitled In the Heart of 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 the Country. And the rubber chicken says... In memory of Queen Elizabeth, I will not be speaking today. Really? Really? I guess not. Well, we're going to get on with... I'm stunned. I did not know that he had a relationship with the Queen. Well, it's time to get on with Rantcast 99, entitled Political Spamorama. And the Rubber Chicken says... I think it would be fun if I dressed up as a real chicken for Halloween, but what do I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. Well, that is one of the most crazy things that has ever come out of your beak. You're going to dress up. Okay. I'll try it. I'm looking forward to it. Maybe it'd be fun if everybody dressed up as a rubber chicken. I think that would be a step forward. But kids don't really listen to... Well, we'll talk about that. What am I prattling on for? Okay? Dress up with whatever you want to, because I've got to get on with episode 103 entitled Candy Corn Still Sucks. Okay? And the rubber chicken says... Former President Trump wants to terminate the Constitution. I guess he wants to replace it with a comic book. But what do I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. Well, you certainly have made a point there. But I do not think he replaces it with a comic book. No, because he would not color between the lines. And we are not going to discuss this now. We will wait until later. We have got to get on, my friend, with Rantcast. Number 109, entitled, The Election Is Now Over, and So Let the Next Election Begin. And the rubber chicken says... Wow, listen to you. If I were the president of the United States, I would go to the Ukraine tomorrow and sit there on the border and dare those Russians to come in, huh? Because then there'd be no war. But what do I know? I'm just a rubber chicken and a peacemaker, too. And we'll discuss all forms of strategy at another time, because we've got to get on with Rantcast 71, entitled California, Here I Come. Well, actually, California, here we are. We would have started it earlier, but I didn't get it together. And so it would have been California here. So it's actually California here we are. The rubber chicken says... In Europe, the Ukrainians are united to fight the Russians. But here in the United States, the Americans are united in fighting each other. It seems crazy to me, but what would I know? I am just a rubber chicken. Well, I have no explanation. It's nuts to me, too. Don't argue with me about this. I understand what you're trying to say, and it is important. But I don't know if they are going to listen to a rubber chicken. And besides, okay, back off. It is time for us to get on with Rantcast number 94, entitled Unprecedented. And we'll get to that title in a minute, but first... We must discuss what is happening in terms of some of the audience who are upset with the rubber chicken. Yes, they are, and I do not know why. I don't know if it's the sound you make. I don't understand if it's what you have to say. I do not know what it is. I do know that the rubber chicken, the reason he is my partner in this, is it is a throwback to the times of vaudeville. And the rubber chicken was a part of presenting comedy around the country in a variety of theaters. And here I am, okay, by myself. And the only partner I can find to work with in here in my little cable access studio is the rubber chicken. So what I would like to do is, if you are truly upset, let us have a vote. Those who are in favor of the rubber chicken, say yay for the rubber chicken. Those against go nay for the rubber chicken, nay against the rubber chicken. Yay or nay, up or down, do we bring the rubber chicken back in? I'm not going to discuss this with him right now. We'll have a little chat later about some of the problems. But let me know. Let me know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. I'm certainly more than willing to throw this out to you. What is it that bothers you about the rubber chicken? What is so disturbing? You can skip right through that fucker. You don't have to listen to him. He talks to me all the time. I don't hear a word he's saying. Until it is showtime, he tries to give me notes. I'm not going to listen to a fucking rubber chicken giving me notes. Huh? But that's what happens when you're alone here
in your cable access studio. But let's get on with things, okay? Let us get on with Rantcast number 94, all right? Entitled Unprecedented.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We are here in Los Angeles at the Orpheum Theater, and it's always... it's a joy to be back in Los Angeles, the place that his... it's the place that his... truly rejected every, pretty much everything that I've wanted to do. Is there a show you want to do? And I'd come in and pitch the show to somebody who'd never studied anything. And they'd go, oh, we can't do that show. It's not funny. Okay, great. What about this one? No. And I pitched tons and tons of shows. We shot shows. Jeff and I did a show together called The Red State Diaries. We did it over 20 years ago, before they were even talking. Basically, it just started talking about red states. And Comedy Central rejected it, and I had to come out here for the rejection. I could have done it in New York. They could have called me on the phone. But we shot it. We shot it in Florida. When they said that they rejected it because I didn't yell enough. So, it's great to be here where this is the TV show I've been driven to do. It's just me and a microphone written by my audience, and it goes throughout the world. So fuck CBS and NBC. ABC, CW, Tix or Us, whatever the fuck else is out there. This is from Gene Shore, and I want to thank everybody who wrote in. Why are you starting the show so fucking late? It started at 8:12, maybe 8:15, Gene. That, for most people, isn't fucking late, okay? if you're kind of moving around and you, but you went, I'm an old fucking Jew and I need to get to bed an hour ago, fuck you. So thanks for coming out, and I hope we kept you awake. Aaron Whittier, the people I came with here tonight were worried you'd say fuck too much. I'm sorry, I'm going to miss that conversation. This is from Janet Linen. Thank you. You're one of the few people who ever, I just fuck it up and move on, but well, so it's Janet Linen. How come we live next to the largest body of water on Earth and they say we don't have enough? What the fuck? Desalinating water is not a new concept. And it's not, and they've been talking about it for years. But they talk about it and then they go, what are we gonna do? Masturbate. This is Vanessa Castro. I'm a person who hasn't figured out what to do with my life. I get told about others' dreams and hopes, and it makes me want to lie down in front of traffic. Vanessa, and I mean this from the heart, don't let those who talk about their dreams and hopes upset you and drive you to put yourself in front of traffic. They are the ones, when they don't achieve those, they will be lying down in front of traffic. They will go faster. The ones who actually fucking think, God, I really have to do this, and then it doesn't happen. Whew. Those are the ones you gotta watch out for. You'll be fine. All you really have to do is, I'm serious, I've always felt this, is that it's whatever you think you really want to do, whatever it is whatever, as far-fetched as it could fucking be, go ahead and try it. Whatever it is, I don't give a shit. If you say, well, I really want to be a professional ice skater. Well, if that's really your dream, go fucking do it. So you break an ankle. But go do it, because I guarantee if you do something that far-fetched, it will lead you to what it is you want to do, okay? And that... that sounded like it came out of a Disney cartoon. Even I started to think, God, you've gotten creepy. This is from Jason Lee. My name is Jason Lee from Los Angeles. I live in one of the car capitals. One of the car capitals in the world where traffic is so bad, it's jokingly part of the weather forecast. Why is it that every other fucking country in the world gets public transit better than the United States? It takes us fucking forever just to build high-speed rail. We used to be the leaders of rail transportation, for fuck's sake. All our public transit investments we should have made 20 to 30 years ago. What the fuck are we gonna do when the world runs out of oil? Is it because Americans have been trained in the art of rugged individualism and can't give a flying fuck about their other fellow Americans? Fuck rugged individualism. Don't say that in South Dakota. Fuck rugged individualism. That's what's wrong with this country. The uber wealthy have managed to convince everyone else that rugged individualism is the answer. No, rugged individualism only works when you are the person of fucking immense wealth. I find it ironic that they're trying to sell us on this idea of rugged individualism and still expect us to work as a fucking team in a company. It's like pick one, you fucking pricks. Either let us work as a team, both in the company as in the society, or otherwise, don't be fucking surprised that the talent pool is full of entitled assholes. The culture of rugged individualism is totally toxic. It's why COVID is still bad. We no longer can be the country that can band together for the sake of the national good because we're too fucking entitled and too fucking divided. And then, as I don't get it, because I I'm sorry, because I'm editing this, because one of the things that's happening is people have kind of had this during the pandemic, when I returned and started doing these, it wrote longer and longer and longer. People have a lot of shit to get off their chest. So when you're sending stuff in, just try to edit, because otherwise you're leaving it up to me, and I may fuck out the part that you really like. God damn it, he didn't read that. I don't get it. We live in an age where most things can be done by automation and robotics, and we could just be lazy as fucks in a society that doesn't need to work as hard. But so much of our society is fucking profit-driven, it's fucking ridiculous. Okay, as someone who was born in the 80s, I don't give a flying fuck about avocado toast. Just give me a life where there's a fucking second Bill of Rights promising me clean water, clean air, safe to eat food, cheap electricity, public pay, taxpayer-funded health care, reliable and cheap public transit, and fast, affordable internet. Is that so much to fucking ask for? This is from Stephen H. And I'm reading this because I used to do what his gig was, I was also a bartender. Imagine walking into my bar. He's here tonight. Let me preface this by freely admitting to being a 39-year-old Dave and Buster's bartender. Yes. I've been bartending for over 15 years, and I've amassed clientele ranging from rabbis to gold medal Olympians. In my head, I have the perfect job when it comes to mingling with people, and there have definitely been more good days than bad during my tenure. With that said, if you happen to read this during a Los Angeles performance, to which I will be present, would you please look into the eyes of every Dodger fan in the audience and tell them politely, yet firmly, to tip their bartenders more than 10% on their tab. In bartender world, we commonly refer to them as the Modelo drinkers. And they will sit at the bar for hours, sucking down Modelos until their eyes get red and puffy, only to throw down $3 on a $30 bar tab. Look at them right in the eye, Lewis, right into their bloodshot, puffy Modelo eyes, and tell them if they don't start tipping the minimum suggested 18% gratuity, I'll make sure their salted rim has a bit more tang to it after the fourth go. Don't even test me. And it shouldn't be 18%, it should be 20, it should be 25. But 20 is good because you take 10%, which means you move to fucking decimal point. And then you take whatever that is and you add it to the other, or multiply it by two. But I think it's easier to add it. And then you'll have what the fucking tip is. 18%, you got 10%, and then it's like, and then they'll just pass out. And then he goes on once again, it's too long, so I've cut this. I'm sorry, Stephen. Returning to my earlier jab at the Modelo drinkers, let me commend them for meeting my minimum expectation of actually ordering a drink when sitting at my bar. I'm reading this because my brother went to the University of Michigan. For any knuckle-dragging Ohio State fans in the audience, Lewis, may I borrow your ire? Want to know what annoys me more than gangs of rowdy Modelo drinkers? The floods of obnoxious red shirts who come in during every Ohio State game. Not only do they sit at the bar for hours at a time with piles of graphs and charts strewn over the counter, they do so while sucking down nothing but Diet Coke and iced teas. The only iced teas a bartender should be making are Long Island iced teas. For military kids whose drill instructors didn't teach them proper bar etiquette. What makes the Ohio State fans so insufferable is their rowdiness. Maybe blame it on whatever's in their water, but they behave like drunks without actually drinking. It blows my fucking mind. And once they're finally ready to close out their $8.43 bar tab, throwing down a 20 and calling it a day, fuck
you. You people have turned me into a Michigan Wolverine fan. Thank you for your time. Always remember to tip your bartender. P.S. The blender is fucking broken. I used to bartend. And for those of you who are looking for a bartending job, you tell the person that you know how to bartend. That's what I did. And then I knew a certain amount of drinks, but not all of them, like half. So somebody would order something, and I would just make it. Whatever I thought worked. And I'd send it out, and then they'd send it back and go, that's not the way, that's not it. And I would say, well, that's the way I make it. How do you make it? Then they tell me and I'd write it down. I'm gonna end with this. And I do wanna thank you all for joining me tonight and coming downtown. Yeah. You've renewed my faith in your city. It's been a pleasure spending time with you. For those who are watching, afterwards, I will be sipping a new wine tonight. I get these wines from First Bottle, and you can actually, if you know how to find the rant, if the rant is due on your phone, it shows up on your phone, and I'll be tasting a new wine this evening. And I happen to know this one. I like this one. I bought this fucking one on my own. Yummy, yum, fuck, yum. You're lucky I'm still out here. And this is from someone who's been going to hotels around and having trouble. I'm writing to Rand about how awful the hotel industry has been since the pandemic. And here's three small examples. I will read one. It was my favorite. We went to San Luis Obispo on a short getaway. We noticed people taking their two meager room towels to the pool. And not wanting to do that, we asked for towels. Their reply, we were hoping you wouldn't ask that. They're all in the washer. My husband, every single towel in this hotel? Yep. Top of the day on a weekend. Stunned, I turned around and asked where the cups were for coffee and tea. Well, we're out of those too. Thank you so much again. It's been a pleasure. Thanks to all of you who wrote in. And it was really great to spend time with you. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy, or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salton. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brewer. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.